the hard shoulder
on News Talk
with the all-new Nissan Qashqai, now electrified with mild hybrid power. See nissan.ie.
Now, a few weeks ago, reforms were announced to the Leaving Cert. I think, broadly speaking, the reaction was reasonably favourable, although some people talked a little bit about how it might play out between the fifth year and the sixth year, doing the exams in two pieces. But today, a very important group have come out and made a very interesting statement, and that is the English teachers of our country, who I think, by all admission, are an important group of teachers because, of course, the subject is compulsory, important, and done by virtually every single pupil in the land. So it really matters how the exam process for English is done. And Conor Murphy, who is a Cork teacher and chairperson of the Irish National Organisation of English Teachers, is joining me now. Good evening to you, Conor.
Good evening, Emmett. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's great to have you on. As I said, I've given you a big build-up because you are a vital part of the educational infrastructure. I think there's pretty much not a single pupil that doesn't take English at Leaving Cert. Huge resources and effort and time go into this subject. Let's be honest, it is indispensable in the modern world, a decent English qualification. You can then obviously take it into all sorts of disciplines afterwards. So you've been looking at Norma Foley's suggested path of reform. I know a lot of this is still open to some debate and maybe has a chance to be shaped a little bit differently as we go along. What's your key concern with what she announced there about 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Well, our key concern would be her supposedly interim movement of English Paper 1 to 5th year. From sixth year. And just to remind your listeners of English Paper 1 and 2, in case they've forgotten or they've blocked it from their minds for whatever reason.
They've got the scars. They've got the scars.
English Paper 2, which is staying in sixth year, is all about Shakespeare and poetry and the novels and the films. So it's kind of the hard study, you know. We get the themes and the learning off the quotes, etc. And then Paper 1, then, is all about developing the student's individual voice and creativity. It's the short story, the descriptive writing, the personal essays, the opinion stuff. The kind of the heart of the English curriculum from junior infants on, you know. You remember in primary school, write a short story and how thrilled you are.
Hello, Conor. You seem to have been cut off in your own short story. what I think Conor is saying is that creativity needs to be foregrounded later on, because the language skills of the individual pupils hasn't been built up by the time they come through fifth year. I think a lot of great texts and work on the second half of the exam, but we'll have to see whether Norma Foley... Conor, you're back on the line. You were
cut off in your own story.
As you got to the denouement. One of the things... So you're saying, if I understand your position, is you're saying the students come to fifth year, they're not fully formed intellectually, if I can put it like that, and they're certainly not fully formed in terms of vocabulary and English language skills. So why would you be testing them at that stage when you're not essentially going to get the best stuff out of them? Is that a fair way to summarize?
That's exactly it. I've read the NCCA report a couple of times because I'm that way. And they're also about creative thinking, autonomous and independent. And then Norma Foley spoke about being student at the centre of everything and develop their interests, skills, all of that. And that's all Paper 1, you know, all about the individual, all about creativity. And that's Paper 1, and that's what we want to keep. We want to keep it to sixth year when they're mature and they've developed and they've, you know, expanded on their own voice. And you can really see it now myself in my own class, where a couple of students, 3 or 4 students, it's clicked with them that they've got their confidence and they've got their ability to write. They've practiced and they've rewritten stuff, and only now is it all coming together. And it's brilliant when you're handing back this essay with nothing but positive feedback.
Sure.
And you can see it in their face going, oh yeah, that's brilliant.
But would you say, even though they're going early in fifth year, at least all the students, even if they're underdeveloped, as you say, and certain core skills, they'll all be underdeveloped together at that stage. So is that something that would lower your worry? Because they go in there together, if they're all slightly early and they haven't quite got to where they should be, they're exactly the same. Or do you see students moving at different paces, which could cause a problem?
Well, the students do move at different paces, but look, I'm an old-fashioned teacher and I want them to be educated to the best. I want them to leave school at the best they can possibly be. I don't want it stopped in fifth year. You know, I don't think, what's the point in that? I think that's at the heart of the problem. This move is dictated by the CAO. It's not dictated by any educational reasons, you know.
It's basically about eating the elephant in pieces, right? So you get an early bit out of fifth year, you reduce the load or the burden. Because one thing you have to say about Leaving Cert English, it's a huge commitment. I mean, just the amount of reading you have to do is enormous. I'm actually getting the shakes even now, thinking back about the amount of stuff I had to do. And it's probably changed several times since then. So Do you, are you at least convinced by the argument that, look, if we get a big chunk of this curriculum out of the way in fifth year, the essay part and so on, it does, and everything in this new Leaving Cert reform package is to, seems to be designed to reduce anxiety, burden, etc. That's the reason for it. And yes, okay, maybe educationally, in terms of English development, it's not ideal, but offsetting against that is you are heavily reducing the anxiety for the actual students.
Okay, there's two ways we could reduce the anxiety. The first way is by unhinging the CAO from the Leaving Cert in some kind of way, because if you have Leaving Cert exams in fifth year, that's going to cause stress in fifth year, because the stress is from the point system. It's not from sitting the exam, you know. But if they did want to lessen the load and keep the educational value, then put Shakespeare or some poetry in the exam at the end of fifth year, because then they don't have to study that particular aspect. But the critical analysis, the critical and analytical skills can still be developed in sixth year with the texts that are remaining, and you still get to write your short story and develop your voice at the end.
Great. Okay. It's a compelling offer. Thank you very much, Conor Murphy, who's an English teacher. And I am always, always respectful of English teachers whenever I'm talking to them. Now, coming up, the most frightening thing in the world you can imagine, a 10 euro pint.
The Hard Shoulder on News Talk. With the all new Nissan Qashqai. Now electrified with mild hybrid power. See nissan.ie.